are currently discussing Greg while people get in here.
Right.
Shane Butcher's a name.
Right.
And that hasn't really happened that much.
Somebody
in a
gives
while
me
either.
Shit at yeah, work for no, not for not being at work. They're like, hey, man, you want to tell me why you weren't at work? I'm like, nah, man, my friend hasn't showed up for work in years, and he's still got a job. Yeah.
So my friend hasn't work. Shown up for work in like 2.5 years. He still has a job.
So if he can do it,
if he can do it, I can do it.
I'm just late, and you're going to give me shit? My motherfucker doesn't show up.
I'm just late. This dude hasn't been in an episode in 3 fucking years. The last episode, because I was shuffling back, somebody had asked me about Doctor Who episodes that we had done. It was my sister. And as a, yeah, okay, just to put this out here, this last week, I'm surprised I'm here right now, because mentally, I'm still kind of fucked up. I'm tired, like mentally fucking tired, because
oh, yeah.
I
you had that hell of a week.
I had an Andros week.
I think at this
no,
point,
I think
you were wishing that your sister was kidnapped by a giant space monster,
yeah.
Because then at least then, you know, you could sit there. And the whole thing going on with your mom and your sister, you like you abandoned me. Now you were kidnapped by a space.
He doesn't
monster.
Have a mic.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No, I get you. No, it's. Look, it was a tough week. It was a tough week. I'm surprised I'm here because yeah, meeting back up with my sister after all these years was rough as shit. Yeah. But
oh, speaking of which,
it looks like it's going
to
be a good thing.
Progress.
Yeah, there was a lot of progress.
And speaking of a fucked up week, I forgot to ask, how's Dad?
Oh, as far as I could tell, he's fine.
I figured as much.
Truck is
I saw
not
him.
So fine.
Yeah,
truck is gone.
Yeah, I saw him all over Facebook, but yeah, I was like, alright. But yeah, you
his
didn't
insurance
say
covers
jack
it.
Shit, so. Yes yeah. And no, it depends.
I don't know. What saved him for his truck was if the guy took off.
There's a lot of information that's showing up now that's very interesting. Like, I guess when he rammed into the back of that guy, the guy drove off and went around the corner and parked where he couldn't be seen. And then, like, I guess the guy thought Dad was following him, but neither one of them were in condition to get out of the truck. So then all the ambulances and shit came up, and then that guy was like, well, fuck that dude, fucking hit me. And so they went to the hospital. And then I guess Dad was laying there in a neck brace, like being like confined to the bed. And he was hearing this other family talk about how they were rear-ended on fucking 150. And they were like, guy just fucking hit us, and we pulled around the corner, and I guess he just fucking left. So he met the people that he hit in the hospital, and neither
nice.
One of them. So it's just a big fucked-up situation.
So, yes. So in that instance, technically his insurance will still cover the car, but that just means his insurance is also going to have to cover the other motherfucker's car. And he ain't getting his deductible back. Trust me, I'm in the insurance world. That's how this shit works.
It's going to be interesting, I know that. I don't know the details
let's
yet.
Just pray.
Unraveling.
Let's pray that it wasn't his challenger, okay?
When did we start this? Did we start at 8? We'll pick at 15. We'll start the actual episode. Give people a chance. Share the episode and yada yada. Because it's 11:12 now,
yeah,
so we'll just wait till 15.
I've already shared in the Facebook group and that, so I mean we're good.
So,
at least on that front.
Because I think that the next
and anybody that would like to read the description on this episode can go ahead and look that up while you wait, because that's a real thing. By
but
the
I'm
way,
I'm thinking that the next.
Did you see it?
No.
No, you can look at it. You can look at the description. It's real. It actually happened.
Okay.
Yeah. No, not wrong.
So I started on my channel. I started all the, I cannot believe my channel has never, ever, talked about Gundam, except for one time on a fandom rant, somebody asked me for a top 5 list, and I gave it, like, off the top of my head.
Yep.
That's it. It's never fucking talked about Gundam. There's not one dedicated Gundam episode on the channel. I finally did one, like, last week.
Top 5 mobile suits or top 5 pilots?
Because oh, top
five,
shit.
Because 5 pilots, you already
I know. Think I did pilots. You're right. So I never talked about, yeah. Because I think, because I talked about, like, Norris Packard.
Who'd you put in number one?
Oh, man.
There's only one right answer, so...
Oh, there's only one right answer? Because I have a feeling that you think...
No, no. Unfortunately, when it comes to Gundam, I have watched it, so I know he's number one.
Oh,
plot armor Garu keeps him from winning.
Is it because he shows up in the series like six fucking times?
That
under
name,
three
Garu,
different names?
The Garu guy, he's not ready. We have half the folder. We're double checking the folder to guarantee that it's right.
We got a placement folder for Gao.
But as far as we know, he will be in the next set of episodes that we do on the next filming day because his folder is mostly ready. But if we did it and it wasn't done, what would happen is we'd get to the end and people would be like, you forgot this. You didn't talk about this. Go look this. And rather than do that whole fucking song and dance.
I got a feeling we might have to anyway.
We're going to wait till it's ready and then we're going to try to do it. Or as ready as we think it is. Because, of course, remember, we don't watch these or know these before we review them. That way it's off the top of our head.
It's and in his case, first impression.
Yeah, that way it's actual first impression. And in this way, it's going to be tough with him because we don't know enough about him, and his folder is mostly ready, but I don't think it's ready yet. That's what's going on with the Garu guy. Okay, that's 15. So we are on episode
229.
I should have already known that, to be
yes,
fair. 229. Okay, welcome to the Sentai Review, episode 229, The Supergirl. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, sorry.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Whoop. Okay, we're going to start in 1984, Supergirl. This is Helen Slater.
The first
this
movie.
This was the first movie. The wonderful, wonderful movie. The fucking trend-setting, amazing movie that gave us all the Supergirl that you see today. Without this amazing fucking movie, there would... Wait a minute. Supergirl hasn't really appeared in another movie. That's fucking weird. Because, like, this movie... was fucking awful!
They fucked up this movie so badly. They're like, guys, we should make a Supergirl movie. Nope. How about a TV show? Let me think about it. Okay, we'll do a TV show.
No, we won't.
We won't.
We'll allow her to piggyback in other people's shit while we debate whether or not she's going to get her own series.
Yep.
Let's talk. Well, here's the thing about this movie. While the suit is not bad at all.
Yes, I will say this. Because we don't have to rate that movie. Because
Kandor is not in the lake.
It's not in
You're
a random galaxy
right.
lake.
It's in space. It's in space in a pearl in the lake. That you can fly out
you
of.
You do realize that what
dry.
You said... in the lake... Because you need to go that way to get to space.
Shane?
Oh, shit.
Shane, do you know what show you're on right now?
I know a show, and I'm not going to... No, I'm not going to...
Do you know what the what
I'm
one
not
of the
gonna,
major
No, I'm going to view that plot hole.
Shane,
no,
I know a
not allowed to.
I know a reputable scientist that can actually explain all of that to you.
Oh, please.
Professor Xavier?
Yes. He knows everything there is to know about Supergirl.
He's
kind of
top
ask
heavy.
Any,
he's top heavy.
You ask any question you have, and he will answer it.
Professor Xavier, why
Woo!
Is Kandor... So basically what you're telling me is without saying these words, don't view that plot hole. This is the last time I asked bald men for advice. Zordon failed me growing up, but now Xavier failed me. Bald people are dicks.
Well, we do
oh,
have...
Oh, hey, there's Lex Luthor.
Bald mentors. Bald mentors.
Bald mentors.
Are yeah. dicks.
supposed
well,
to.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we do have Bill Don. I don't think his picture's up, but we
He's
do have Bill
bald.
Don. Yeah. He's never wrong.
Well, I'll ask him why Kandor's in the fucking lake.
Alpha, send him to the basement.
What are you down here for? I want to know why Kandor's in a lake. What the fuck's a Kandor?
Yeah. Is that some kind of candy candle or something?
Well, what's for lunch, Steve?
I love he says, just don't ask questions. Just don't ask.
10,000 chain points to... Okay, as far as the attire, from what we can see right here, the standard red cape, the top...
Which, her cape is not... It's not a big deal, but it's something to point out. Supergirl's cape, at least in movies, is not as long as Superman's cape.
Yeah.
Right. It basically goes down to the mid of her back.
Yeah, because if you'll notice, like, the classic Superman cape usually goes down to about the lower portion of his calves.
And this one looks like about the knee.
Yeah, it's like
almost?
Right above the knee. It's like right above the knee.
And then she's got the
and
usual
Power Girl's
Superman
cape's even
top.
Shorter.
The usual Superman top.
She's wearing essentially the 70s Superman top. The same one that he wore in the movies.
Yellow belt, red skirt.
Her belt serves no purpose.
Right.
Not that his necessarily did, but supposedly, if you read certain comics and things like that, that little emblem on the front, there's a lead container in that belt that holds a small piece of kryptonite in case something ever went wrong. And this is weird, but I guess the idea, because I seen it in one of the books, like Superman reached into the belt and took it out of Superman's belt. And I was like, but if you know about it and you get corrupted, wouldn't you just be like, oh, fuck, I've got my weakness. I'll just throw that into the sun.
Probably why Batman has a spare in his belt.
Right.
Right.
Because so, that seems really stupid.
And he made fucking gauntlets out of them.
That's kind of why I think I like the 52 Superman suit, because he got rid of the belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because serves no actual purpose. It's not holding his fucking...
Pants up.
Yeah.
It's not like it matters. That Superman never walks anyway.
Red right. boots.
Yeah, in the 52.
Yeah, all he does is fucking levitate. Top.
Yeah.
This costume.
Yeah, and then like the Wonder Woman boots, yeah.
Believe it or not, this costume is actually really good. Mm-hmm. It's just in a bad movie. A real bad movie. Like, we should never watch that movie ever again. Because I've seen that movie, and that movie's bad, and it's not good, and we don't need to watch it.
No, we could watch it again.
No, it makes
sense. Fuck with people who've never seen that shitty movie.
That was a comparison to...
Yep, that's a comparison to her. Because this would have been... He's mentioned. This is part of his universe. Because in this awful
movie...
Since
that Jimmy shows up.
Yeah, that's the same Jimmy, and they specifically mention, and there's a picture of that Superman on a
Supergirl
wall.
And Supergirl interacts with Lois's cousin.
Yes. So, like, so this is the same shared universe these two would have... These two would have been able to meet.
She just didn't come out of a lake in fucking Metropolis. She came out of a lake in some random fucking country town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not that's in Kansas, who knows?
So, look, just to put it out here, in this universe, this is just their clothes. It's just their clothes. It's the way they just would have dressed.
Yeah.
Because... It's not the whole thing where the Kents, Mother Kent actually made the costume out of the baby blanket or whatever. That's not what happened. He just went to the fortress, started talking to Daddy, then they did a transition and he was standing in that suit. So this is just what they wear. This is just clothes.
Yep.
Because she leaves Kandor...
In a nightgown
and just... It just disappears in this. So this is just clothes. They don't make these costumes. This is what people wear on Krypton, I guess. It's just the fucking latest
fashion.
No.
On Kandor, they wear nightgowns everywhere.
It's true. Yeah. Which is weird, too, because then
It's time for a one-hour nap.
Yeah.
On Krypton, everybody's wearing fucking aluminum foil and fucking glaring the camera up.
Yep.
Advanced society.
So, yeah, but this just seems to be clothes.
Yep.
Okay, so this
4. It's actually a good suit.
Yeah, because I don't have to actually rate the movie. gonna say. It's really solid.
Good suit needs to be in a different movie, but good suit.
It is a legitimate good suit. In fact, I think they would have done her some favors.
I actually don't think Helen Slater did a bad job as Supergirl. She just had an awful fucking script.
I think it would have been helpful if instead, like, wouldn't it have been cool? I don't care. I even have a video on my channel that talks about this. Nuclear Man could have worked. It could have been a saved property. He's not a bad villain. He had a bad outing time one. That's not a reason to throw that character away. Can you imagine if Superman 4 would have been a movie where they create Nuclear Man? Nuclear Man thrashes Superman because Superman's power somehow takes radiation, puts it into his body, gives him his superpowers. When it's a positive radiation, like
Nuclear Man's a negative radiation, which takes his powers.
Which some, and we've seen that, we've seen proof of that in other things before, like when he got hit with the nuke.
In Batman v Superman.
The nasty skeleton thing.
And then the sun revitalizes him.
Yes. Right. So that means that negative forms of harsh radiation affect his body in certain ways. Uh-huh. Well, Nuclear Man could have thrashed Superman. And then she could have showed up. Or during the fight, while they're fighting, Superman could have been thrashed and could have got one big hard hit where it sends Nuclear Man back, and the next thing that happens is he's hit by something. Boom! Looks like a meteorite hit him, right? And it takes him to the ground. Doom! There's a big fucking explosion and Superman goes down to the ground to see what it was, and she's standing in the crater. And she could have landed it just that second, and they think that accidentally she wiped out Nuclear Man.
Well, because before Kara...
And then that could have been the whole thing. They could have went back for Luther, and then Nuclear Man is not dead, and he could have exploded that craft that she landed in and been super pissed, flew to them, they could have had a small fight in the city, realized they were losing, and threw his ass up to the moon and finished it on the moon.
Because Kara... being on Earth for the first time, doesn't have any connections with our planet, she wouldn't hold back.
Right.
They could go all the fuck out.
They could have fought him, pushed him out into space, and then fought him purposely on the dark side of the moon where you take away his powers and play the reverse. Yes, Superman and Supergirl are losing their powers because they're not in direct sunlight
but his power affects them.
But his power is also affected because now he's not being charged by the sun. That, you could have saved that villain.
Even the comics could have done it better, but no.
Because
the comics brought him back and
The two biggest difference between Nuclear Man and Superman is that Nuclear Man doesn't store the nuclear energy from the sun. When he's not in direct sunlight, he loses his powers.
Mm-hmm.
Superman stores it, so even in darkness, he has time.
He still has time.
Right.
That, I'm telling you, that villain could have worked and. Fuck Bendez. Fuck Bendez for claiming he was going to bring that character back and save him. And all he did was put him in two fucking panels and forget about
it. And the reason why Kara is stronger than her cousin is because she stores it. She stores more, and it affects her at a different rate.
Yeah.
She absorbs it faster, and it takes faster.
By looks alone... Right. This would have been awesome. She would have worked very well just blending right into his universe.
And when she could have came down like a fucking meteor, and Superman's like, what was that?
Yeah.
Came so fast, even Superman didn't see it.
Or because he was occupied and his power was low.
And all he sees is his red blur going back and forth, and knocking this dude out. And he's like, what the hell's going on?
And they could have done those effects back then. But look... Because, yeah, that all goes into... I think that character could have been saved. I still believe to this day he was not a bad villain. He was in an awful fucking movie, just like her. This movie is fucking some kind of awful.
Yeah, she fights a fucking witch and fucking tractors.
Yeah,
and...
she fights a tractor.
Electric thing?
Yeah. So fucking
trust me,
stupid.
This movie is fucking retarded.
So fucking stupid.
I hate this.
So I'm...
She herself, though, is fantastic. I would rate like a 4.3. I think this is a damn solid suit.
4.4.
Yeah? Okay.
For her first live-action appearance? Yes. They got it down. They did a good job. Now, I wish they would have taken that
I also like that her flying, if I'm going to point out anything that is neat to her in that awful movie, is that she's graceful.
Mm-hmm.
They do flying differently with her in that movie.
Yes. Like the creativity they did with her character, with her suit, they should have applied that to the script. Then we would have had a good Supergirl movie.
It's so fucking
instead
bad.
Of having one Supergirl movie that's fucking trash.
It's right. So unbelievably bad.
All right, where are you at so for we score, done? Shane?
I hit 4.
Oh, you're at an even 4?
Yeah,
okay.
Even 4.
Okay, we're done with her?
Okay. Almost. No. Not.
Because there is a suit that I like more than this one.
4.3 altogether.
4.3. Not bad. Not a bad start for her legacy. She didn't rock that 5 like Batgirl, but hey.
This is the first hint at a Supergirl.
Yeah.
That's not really Kara.
Lindsay Harrison. What one was this from? This is Smallville. Yeah.
2004.
This is Smallville.
There were two women for this, weren't
yes.
there?
Yes. Two different women.
The season two finale of Smallville, she shows up and takes... wait, hold on. I'm trying to think. No, season 3. Season 3's finale, she comes and takes Clark to the cave, where Clark is basically in a little bubble thing.
Yeah.
And when he comes out, he's Kal-El, not Clark anymore.
That's right.
And then he actually starts flying.
And he starts flying.
Because they subdued the personality that was created on Earth and subversed...
Basically.
Yeah.
And then that's when he said, you can fly, Kal-El can fly. Clark Kent's still grounded. I'm like, you're the same guy. You can fly.
Okay, next here. Yeah. And then when they got rid of her, they went with the other girl.
Yeah, the other girl.
Basically, which was 4 seasons later.
Yeah. Okay, now, she shows up, she does what she does, she gets a 2. I mean, she's just a fucking chick.
All she does is wear normal clothes.
And in all honesty, yes, if it wasn't for my grading system, because I'm not sorry you've seen this. This is just street clothes car.
Well, actually, wait, there's 2 different iterations of this one. So I'll give a 2 for her basic clothes. I'll give her a 5 for her birthday suit that she shows up in.
Wow.
Go figure. be fair, if you want to see naked, Shane, get on the Discord.
Two in our show just says, if you're a fan of the material, and she's just a 1. Person. If you know what she is, you give a shit, you'll say, oh, yeah, that's they had Supergirl in that, but she never dons a costume. It's just like Clark. Clark, I gave a 2 in this series for his Superman because he never became Superman. He's just a dude.
And this is technically,
his attire became close, but never quite.
Not even close. He wore a red jacket and he wore a black trench coat. He was closer to Superboy.
Yeah.
Legitimately, he could have played Superboy. He wears the black shirt with the S.
We've seen Superboy with the
all
attire.
Right.
Yeah.
So 1.75 because I'm at a 2 as well.
I think Smallville, according to the Crisis on Infinite Earths,
okay.
I actually think that, I can't remember, but I think Smallville's Earth 88?
Oh, it got eaten.
It got eaten and reabsorbed. So. Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going on to 2007 Smallville, the other one.
This now she does wear a suit. This is a photo shoot. They basically doing a photo shoot. This is not her actual costume. She actually does have a costume.
Yeah.
This is like season 10.
Yeah.
Where she's in a photo shoot. Don't ask me what. That's what she wears around the.
That's when she first shows up.
Yeah, that's what she wears around the town. Which I give it a 5.
Fucking would.
Because boobs, right?
That's when she was part of the Legion. That's the normal clothes. I know she has a suit. I thought she wore a suit.
When she comes out, I can't remember. It's like when she exits the Phantom Zone, she has this black fucking attire that looks like battle gear.
That she wore when she was in the Phantom Zone.
Now, I do remember that, but for what it's worth... It's a 2. She's just some chick in street clothes.
Yes.
And she may be hot, but that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
2.5 for the clothes and 0.5 for the hotness.
So does that make it then a 3, Shane? Or does that mean then that I have to do 2 different scores?
Give it a 3.
Well, it's too late now. I'm leaving her at a fucking 2.5 because I'm funny going to slap you. 2.25. You forget. I'm trying to quit smoking.
Okay, so now we're going
on to
2000.
I will stab you with the spoon!
We're going to 2015. This is Supergirl. This is the current Supergirl. Yeah. Melissa...
Benoist.
Benoist? Yes. Yeah. Oh, it was written right fucking there.
I like this costume, actually.
don't know. I kind
of. It does change. It will change throughout the seasons.
There are.
I kind of
yes.
like her other costume, the one from that movie she's in.
That one's more true to the comics, while this one is kind of more taken from Superman Returns.
I figured that's where you're going. I was more meaning the Blunt Man and Chronic movie.
Because remember, the darker red, the darker blue is from Superman Returns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of where they took this idea from.
Right.
They gave her a darker color. I know that she wears lighter blue and a lighter red. But
right. This isn't deal-breaking, though.
And I actually think she plays a great Kara. Her series is actually pretty fucking good.
I will say there's one thing I liked about her, and it's such a little detail, but I did like her. I did like the fact that her sleeves went down and looped around her thumb like that.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I did like that.
And this Supergirl is definitely 100% stronger than her cousin.
And I know it's me.
Well, they write her to be a million times better than her cousin. Because her cousin gets tossed around like
Superman's
a bitch.
Superman's a joke.
Yeah.
He's a joke in her series.
Earth 38
he
Superman
always,
sucks.
He always plays second fiddle and gets his ass whooped so that she can look more important.
Yep. And that's why I hate the series.
But that's a writing trope. That's a writing trope that we have dealt with in our lives. Remember Justice League? Superman did nothing but get his ass kicked straight for an entire fucking season. All he was cannon fodder. He'd be like, I'm fucking super, oh my god!
Yep.
He gets shot by missiles or knocked over by fucking robot ducks.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna tell you this right now.
He was fucking useless in the Justice League.
Everybody
cartoon.
Knows that my favorite DC character is the Flash. Well, in his own series, which I love a lot, Barry's not the fastest speedster. Wally is actually faster, but because Wally, because it's not the show's about Barry, not Wally. Barry has to be faster than Wally. Barry generates the Speed Force. Yes, that is true. Even in the show, he generates the Speed Force. He don't find out till later that he's doing it, but he is. Wally is actually way faster than Barry.
Yes.
But in that show, Wally plays second fiddle to Barry, because that's Barry's show.
Right.
Yeah. And in order to sometimes make... Yeah, because if you're reading the comic books, Wally is faster than Barry.
Wally can do things that Barry can't.
Right.
Which Wally, though, in the comics? Because there's multiple Wallys.
No, there's Wally and there's Wallace. Those are two different characters.
The guy in the show is Wallace.
Yes.
Wally, redheaded Wally, has not appeared yet.
Yeah, I'm used to the Wally that was Flash for a while, and then he became, back down to whatever else?
Well, they were doing all that stuff where they basically swapped characters to bring in diversity, and they didn't let him be his own character. Now, he's his own character. He's fully written and has his own reason for being there, and Wally is also there. So that character is a legitimate character now. He's not a swap character. He does have legitimacy.
Now, Wallace is fast, and he's done some cool stuff. Now, this suit...
I like this armor thing.
She wore in one of the crossovers, I think. I can't remember.
Isn't this kind of what she's doing now? Isn't she in this bodysuit thing?
I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't seen the Crisis.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
right there.
That's her new suit.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to rate this, this, and this.
Okay, so with this suit...
So let's start here.
I like
this, and 18 pictures
So let's be real. This suit actually harbors back to Helen Slater's original 84 suit. It's just darker colors.
Yeah, it's darker colors, and it's got a little more more material bite, like that little thing where it comes over the sleeves.
Right.
The belt is actually a different
kind
of material.
She wears pantyhose instead of having her legs exposed.
Yeah, there's just little nuances that change it. Now, her boots... I just say I don't like her boots being that high.
Yeah, they are. They go past her knee.
I'm not a big fan of that. I'm okay with the cape. I like how it tucks into the shirt like that. I'm cool with that. The S, I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I do like the yellow background on the S more than I like the blue. I would have liked the yellow and the emblem.
Yellow makes it pop more.
But the yellow is a Superman thing, and maybe making her S different is
she's
a
not,
smart move.
She's not Superman.
Because she shouldn't be
character.
Superman. She shouldn't be female Superman. She should be Supergirl, and they should give her something that's her own thing.
I like
that. Like, the skirt sets her apart. It is different. And the S being slightly different also would help that as well. I like to set her apart just enough to make her her own thing. I like that idea.
I like this suit a lot, so I'm giving it a 4.5. It doesn't help the fact that I do really like this show.
Let's do a solid 4. I like this costume quite a bit.
It's a good shit.
There are little things that I would change personally. I would bring the colors up a little bit, personally. I may change the material of the cape. The cape comes off as a pleather-esque material, and that bothers me a little bit. Or maybe it's just a really heavy cloth, and I may have toned that down myself. And I think I would have put... Is there an S on the back of the cape? I would have put an S on the back of the cape.
No.
There are sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. Certain times Superman has had an S on the cape and I don't like
it. Believe it or not, I think because this Supergirl, she's on Earth 38. So
right.
This is Earth 38, Superman and Supergirl. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have the S, but I think Kal-El does.
Okay.
I think. Don't quote me
right,
on that.
That's fine. But I think that if she had an S on the cape, it would have marked her up a little bit more. The skirt, I like the skirts.
Yes.
I've mentioned this before. There's something I like about the more feminine aspects to feminine heroes. I don't mind when they're tough women.
Could be a fair. She'll beat your fucking ass.
She'll beat your fucking ass. But I do like that little bit of femininity that sets her apart and makes her her own thing over the cliche masculine male figure that dominates the comic book industry.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of little things here that I would have changed... But I like this quite a bit.
I like it. What about you, Seth?
I'm at a 4.7.
Well, you, Scott?
She would have got a perfect
says
5.
That, but... Sorry, this guy down here says that the S is not on the cape, but Dean Cain was the last live-action Superman to have an S on the cape.
From Lois
Sounds
Clark.
About right.
From Lois okay. Clark, yep.
All right.
But, yeah, like I said, there's only a few things that would have got her a 5, like toning the colors up a bit more. Again, I get why they fucking, you know, darkened them, and that was because all the movies and shit.
Yes, and Superman from her Earth also has darker colors.
Right, but again, that's because of the movie shit. You have to capitalize on what every dumb motherfucker that goes to the movie theater sees and watches. Superman!
Because you'll see that in comic books, too. Whenever a movie takes off, they will alter the character... To kind of be that, and it's not just movies. Whatever the pop culture is looking at. Like, remember when Angelina Jolie became Tomb Raider Lara Croft?
Yeah.
Yep.
And remember how everybody started looking at Angelina Jolie, and the pop culture recognized Angelina Jolie as Lara Croft.
Right.
The problem with that was that in the very next video game. They started altering Laura's facial features.
To look more like Angelina Jolie.
She started looking like Angelina Jolie. This is not rare. It happens in all forms of media. Mm-hmm. The lesser thing, we hate to sound like that. If we read comic books, we like to think that we're the ones that have the upper hand. You don't even know where this fucking shit came from. We fucking know this shit. Back up, bitch. But in all reality, we're the smaller market. The movie theater tells the story. And they're the ones that get the most asses in seats. And so if the movies were trying to tone the colors down, everything else started to follow suit. That's just the way it is.
Well, for now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the movie theater's going the way of the dodos because nobody could stay the fuck home for 3 months and watch Netflix. You dumb sons of bitches.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah.
I did a video on that.
What about you, Scott?
2.5.
Damn, he said, fuck your super bitch!
Alright, so with that, it's only... a 3.925 or a 3.93. We move on.
Now, I believe, if I'm right, I believe this suit...
Damn, she dropped that fast.
I think she has to wear this suit because she was drained of solar radiation.
Which, there is a Superman equivalent to that. And I believe it shows up in this series as well, but that's irrelevant. The Superman solar suit is this black suit with like the silver S.
Yep.
Now, I might be wrong, and this might just be an armored suit for some reason, but I think at one point she was drained of her solar radiation and she needed a suit.
That armor looks like two different things. One, it looks like fucking Lex Luthor's fucking armor to try to put him on par with Superman. Fused with the fucking God Green Lantern fucking armor from Kingdom Come.
To be fair, Lex Luthor does appear in the series as a villain.
I'll say this. It's okay. Here's the thing. Just like I liked DC 52 Superman. However, there were certain small parts I didn't like about DC 52 Superman. Armor is pointless
when you're invincible. Yeah.
Like when you are when your skin is literally tougher than the armor you wear.
Now you're just wearing it as a fashion sense.
Yeah, right. And regardless of the storyline, because all I'm doing here is looking at a picture, okay? And like, I don't know the series. I think I've seen all of season one, and that was it. And I didn't mean to leave off on it, but there's too much shit out there.
And
I promise you, I can't keep up with anything.
In my opinion, season one was the worst because it was.
I've heard that
it was CBS. Then when.
And I've heard that
CW got it.
I've heard
better.
The guy that did Lex Luthor fucking rocked it.
He actually, obviously, I haven't seen the season yet. I'm behind on my DC shows.
But, same here, very much so.
I heard that he was
Scott's behind on his too.
I heard
but
that
I've
he,
seen
you can't
the
keep
Luthor.
Up with nothing nowadays.
I heard that he gives. Michael,
I've seen the Luthor in that Crisis. And I didn't
hate
him.
That's the same Luthor.
I didn't hate him. I thought he made a decent amount of sense.
A lot of people think that he's on par with Michael Rosenbaum's fucking Lex. And I know that guy was fucked. That guy, to me, is Lex Luthor.
But we spent time with him. That's the difference.
7 fucking
Michael's,
years.
Yeah, Michael's not a fair comparison. It's like when everybody automatically says the best Joker is Mark Hamill. I'm not going to argue that fact, but I'm going to tell you this. Exposure matters.
Yeah. We grew up with Mark Hamill.
Like, right. if you ever look into the psychological study of why attractiveness works with association, people that spend a lot of time together will become associated and become attractive. It's a psychological dig.
Yep.
Where that happens with other things as well. Like, we spent 7 fucking years with Michael Rosenbaum. If you spend that long with him, even if he sucked, you'd find a way to defend him just from a psychological nature.
I couldn't, though. Watching that series, and as I watch, and I've seen it multiple times, I sit there and I'm like, dude, this dude must have read what Lex is about.
But there are other people that have done their own takes on characters, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean.
Yeah.
This Lex Luthor.
Look at the Joker that we're getting in the Snyder Cut. This is what you get for asking for shit we don't need.
Morbius is fucking Joker.
Yeah, don't need fucking Leto back again, damn it.
Now, Leto could probably get out of the stigma that he's the shittiest Joker, because he is.
He's gonna have to.
But if he knocks out this Morbius fucking movie,
yeah,
we can finally tie him
Morbius
in.
And leave
yes,
him alone as
we
could
be like, you guys remember Jared Leto's Joker? I'm like, no, but he's fucking amazing as Morbius.
No, because if they do this fucking cut, this Justice League cut, and then they decide to just run with that as the new canon, Leto's back in. And they will be forced to bring Leto in and give him more equivalent things to do.
Yeah,
so if this takes off like a bat out of hell, and I can almost guarantee you it will, because people will defend it tooth and nail because they've wanted it so bad for so long that they will defend it even if it's bad.
So I found out that it hasn't been 100% confirmed that Michael Keaton's coming back as Batman. They're still in the works of talking it. Like, he's not 100%.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they've been...
You know, signed on that dotted line.
Right, but to be fair, they also announced that they were going to be doing fucking Beetlejuice 2, and we still haven't seen Jack or shit.
They've also been talking with Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. Nothing's officially confirmed.
Yeah, I heard about them being in the next Spider-Man movie.
They're still talking.
Now that, I'm sorry, but that would be super
cool. They're saying Tobey's being the most difficult.
Tobey would be. Let's look at it from his angle here.
He was Spider-Man. Well, let's see. He was Spider-Man from 2002 to 2007.
He would have to play an older Spider-Man. And let us be honest here. The older you get, the harder it is to get in shape to wear that costume.
Oh, right.
He could be the older.
Now, I still feel like, there was a meme that was going around years back with, like, before they did Far From Home, where they said that the next Deadpool movie, they need to have fucking Toby and Andrew and fucking Tom just hanging out on the fucking couch at Deadpool's place. And he's like, just let him be. They need some time. Just let him be. And just, like, that's all he has to do. Just fucking let him sit there on the couch eating some cereal.
I figure Garfield...
Fucking, oh, God, what did we do?
I figure Garfield wouldn't have an issue coming back because he was the only one that didn't get three fucking movies.
Right.
I guess.
Because Holland, the next one would be his third.
So technically, the next would be his fourth.
I'm talking about standalone movie. Okay, with the title Spider-Man.
No, fair enough.
This will be his third. Yes. Maguire had three. And
do you see why we need a fucking What's Up Fandom Night? And Garfield. An actual fandom show? Do you see why it was such an abysmal fucking problem to lose 9 goddamn shows and do only the Sentai Review? Do you see what happened to the Sentai Review? How we're bleeding all this shit in here because we don't have the other shows?
Yes, we know.
What's up, fan?
We're also just talking random shit. Just
real
to do
question.
It.
without anger, without malice. Real question.
Okay, hold on.
Is there? There you go.
Give him a second.
Clear your mind. Okay. Why a two? I'm fine with it because I'm probably. You'd be surprised where my grade falls as well. But I am legitimately curious if there's any form of legitimacy or if it's just kind of a, this hits you the wrong fucking way because of show and this.
I just don't like it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah. I hit him the wrong way. Yeah,
just
hits
you. No, I get that. Sometimes it does.
Nothing wrong with that.
I was just curious. I was just curious if this was a malice towards the show.
Yeah.
Because that happens too. Sometimes you don't like a fucking show.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know. I don't. There's shows I don't like.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only main issue I have with the Supergirl series is it's... Bink! There goes Superman.
Yeah, Superman. Superman is a writing gimmick to make her look better. Kind of like how sometimes you needed the X-Men to have a problem, so you just beat the fuck out of Wolverine for 5 seasons.
Yep.
Yeah.
You let him pop his claws like 2 or 3 times to attack robots, and that's about it.
I know. They did my boy hard on that.
Yeah. The thing that I would admit would be better with Supergirl and writing in Superman is how they kind of did. I think they had the Superman animated series. They had one whole episode where it was just about Supergirl. And Superman just popped in once and he's like, "Hey, how's it going?" They didn't backhand Superman.
Right.
Yeah.
Or I would argue a better introduction. If you want to get into Supergirl, you watch the DC Justice League animated movie Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Because that is a good introduction to Supergirl.
Oh, definitely.
That does not come at the expense of Superman. It works in the mythology laid down. It works alongside Batman, alongside Wonder Woman, alongside Superman, and alongside Darkseid, and creates a narrative that works for every character.
And it's not like Supergirl, you know, destroy. You can't really. It's really hard to kill a new god.
Okay, we're being asked to move on by.
I know. That's
the Ronin. He likes that. He wants to fucking just write the costume. God damn it.
Okay,
I'm gonna say this. I will give it to. Armor is pointless. I don't know anything about this. Yeah. Armor is pointless when your skin is stronger than the armor.
I get you that. I'm going to give it a 2.5 for one reason. It's because it has a reason for existing. It's a battery.
I imagine it does. I imagine
it's charging her back up.
And I think that it looks...
faster than she would just absorb normal.
I think that it also looks cool, but I did mention, and it's just for me, I like the femininity aspect added into certain female heroes. I don't think it works for all of them, but I think that sometimes that's important, and I think that trying to, like, brazen her out to this, the next costume will make my point.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, altogether, she's at a 2.55, because to be fair, I haven't seen one fucking minute of the show.
Right.
Other than maybe commercials. And to me, it looks okay if you're going for an armored look. Again, she doesn't fucking need it.
Yeah.
But just aesthetic-wise, yeah, it looks pretty good.
And there's no reason to put a skirt on an armor suit.
Exactly. There's no need for a cape or a skirt.
Well, there's no reason
for
a skirt on the Power Rangers costume but to do it.
Well...
that way you don't see the actor's dick.
See, I could see this more in the Power Rangers universe than here.
You're not.
Yellow didn't wear a skirt. When we saw
Yellow was
like
a guy.
I said, she's a 2.55, so it flipped.
Not here in the States.
Okay.
This is her new suit.
This one is what makes my point.
So they Now, I don't know what caused her to change
suits. They are playing this hardcore angle here. They're looking for a masculine, tough lady attack look. And while that is fine, I get it. I can't help but notice this came on the heels of Injustice 2, where she showed up like this.
Also, in the storyline context, I think something pretty bad happened to her, and it kind of changed her.
But this came on the heels of Injustice 2.
Yeah.
And I can't help but notice that this looks like the Injustice costume, which is from a much darker, much different world.
Well, Superman, you know, killed the Joker. Like, flat out just murdered his ass.
This is from a much darker...
Yes, it's much darker. And actually, to be fair, sometimes that shit works, man. I actually like the Injustice storyline.
I do, too.
I love how Superman is a fucking prick.
And I think that changing their costumes works in that aesthetic because it matches the storyline taking place. And maybe this does.
You know,
but
I don't know if you've seen the show.
I actually don't necessarily like... I'm going to say this. There's a couple of things here, and this is going to get funny, because Ronan just mentioned it. This is something I was going to bring up, and Ronan beat me to it. When you change her to this masculine form, when you're trying to push this hard fucking lady thing, the hair has also changed.
Yeah, her hair is shorter.
It alters part of the character.
Yep.
And maybe that works, but I haven't seen it. I'm only seeing this.
I'm going to tell you this.
And I hate this fucking phrase, but that's not my Supergirl.
I'm going to tell you this. Two different things. Storyline purposes, I'm not comparing it with the fact that this came on the heels of Injustice 2 and they're writing that fandom thing by changing the character. But for storyline aspect, I think something bad happened to her.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the season when she changes her suit yet. But the reason is that something happened and she changed her hair, she changed her suit. Instead of always being happy-go-lucky, I think she's a little darker now because something... And that happens.
But then they put her into the Crisis storyline, which is the thing I did watch, and she's like the literal fucking shining beacon of hope.
Yeah.
So she's still very much, we can do this, guys!
Technically, Superman was supposed to be the beacon of hope, and then Lex Luthor became the beacon of hope.
Then what is she? She was one of the beacons.
Oh, wait. Maybe I'm thinking of
Truth. I'm pretty sure she was Hope.
Maybe I'm thinking of Truth, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen The Crisis. I can't answer that.
I'm pretty sure she was Hope. Because she was the one that constantly kept being like, we can do it, guys. Even when, once again, to make her look more important, they wrote Superman in this very, we've already lost. It's over. I fucking failed. And she's like, we gotta have Hope.
At the same time, though, if she makes an appearance in the Superman show, roles are reversed and Superman's the...
I don't know that yet.
Because it's his show now.
I'm hoping so, but I don't... Here's what I'll say.
His kids are going to bitch slap him.
When he gets his own show, the writing teams will start treating him just like they do when Arrow crosses over with Flash, and they... Neither one of them wins, and it's always like it's fair to both their characters. That doesn't fucking play out right now. He's always the writing trope of I get bitched so that she could take the place that I could have taken so that she looks really good and I look
like
I need help.
I like the Arrow series. There's a couple of seasons that I didn't like, but...
Superman is continually bitched over and over again. Even in personality terms.
The only time Superman doesn't really get bitch slapped was when we see the Kingdom Come like Superman.
But that's not him.
Yeah, I know.
That's fucking Brandon Rolfe, and that motherfucker will kill you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, see, that's not him. And even then, what did he do? He got slapped around by Brandon Rolfe.
But this time it wasn't his cousin slapping him around. It was a much more hardcore version of you who has been at this game for far too long.
So, and from what I heard, a lot of people would rather see him than the lowest Superman series. A lot of people like Brandon Rolfe.
I'm seeing Quantum Kakarato. He says that the suit was damaged in a fight, and then she made a new suit.
Okay, well, to be honest with you, I haven't seen that season, so Yeah,
that, which is fine,
I guess. I mean,
that happens.
Well, the only thing
superheroes.
The only thing then that I'm hearing is it sounds like the way to salvage it, which the writing staff would fucking know this, is when they go to make the fucking Superman show, they make the Superman in that show the actual Superman, and they say, yeah, this is just Superboy trying to be Superman, which is why he's a bitch.
Nope.
And then that's how they make it more
even. Nope, I've already seen that that's not what's happening.
Well, I'm just saying from an outsider perspective,
right.
That's how I'd fix the shit, but that's me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they're already working on the idea of quick growing a child to play as Superboy.
Kids?
Yeah.
Because last we remember there was one.
Because there's two different versions of Superboy. There's the Superboy that is
Is an actual clone
and
of
there's
Lex
the Superboy
and Superman.
That is a clone.
Yep.
And we grew up with the clone.
Connor Kent is the clone. Jonathan Kent
is the actual
Superboy
yes.
who was born with his powers, not created in a lab.
They changed the costume because Canada is damn cold.
Which they could do both.
I'm not gonna lie.
That's where they do. They do film this show in Toronto,
right?
So that makes it.
I mean, to be fair, like, what is it? 99.9% of all the CW shows do.
Actually, believe yeah. it's because Toronto is.
And logistically, that's fine. But
right.
I would also argue that they filmed Resident Evil 2. Not that it's a good movie.
Right.
They filmed Resident Evil 2 in the middle of January, and they have graveyard scenes where the women wear almost nothing.
Right.
And it still looks great.
Yeah.
And
right.
they chose those costumes. The women chose those costumes. I seen the interview. It's on the fucking special features.
And,
yes.
Yeah,
yes, I watched the special features.
And in
the
special
Resident
features,
movie.
We see them in their winter coats and stuff.
I'm going to mm-hmm. silently judge you.
I know. Please do. If it's a movie and I own it, I watch all of it. I watch the commentaries. I watch the extras.
The same
Resident
thing.
Evil 1 and 2. I don't look at him as Resident Evil. I just look at him as a bitch with guns movie.
Bitch with guns fights biohazard weapons.
Finds, yeah.
Because if I look at him like, okay, Resident Evil, let me compare. All these movies are bad. All
wrong.
Of them.
Yeah,
all
but
them.
The second movie was more close to the games.
Because it had Nemesis and it had Jill, and that was the closest you're going to get to her costume. Yeah.
As close as you're going to get to the games in those movies.
So looking at this costume, I'm going to tell you that I think it's a little too inspired by Injustice, and I think that it takes away part of what I like about Supergirl. And for those that asked the question way up at the top of the chat, because yes, I saw your question, do I prefer the pants Supergirl, do I prefer the modest Supergirl, or do I prefer the crop top Supergirl? I definitely lean towards the crop top Supergirl, and here's why. This is the only reason I read that entire comic line. That's literally the only reason. Otherwise, I think I honestly would have leaned towards the modest skirt, but Because I started with Batman in Batman and Superman, like around issue 8, where she fell from the sky, and they introduced her. I picked up her comic at that point, and I like read the whole thing. And it was the only Supergirl that I read start to finish an entire run. So the crop top Supergirl gets my victory, and it's actually because of that. It's the one I spent the most time with.
Now, because
and this girl gets
Okay, so I gave when it comes to Supergirl changing her costume, it doesn't change the character.
Right.
Even though, because I thought that's what it did, but that guy corrected me. Her suit got damaged. She's still the same Kara. Changing your clothes doesn't change your personality.
Right.
Now, which one? I prefer the skirt only slightly over this, believe it or not. I actually do like this.
Right.
Now, I'm going to give this a 4 because I do like it. Just like I gave her original suit, I gave it a little bit higher because I like it more. But in the armor suit, it's armor. The reason I gave it a 2.5 is because I knew what it was for. But doesn't mean I have to like it, because if I was bulletproof and everything, I would just go out saving the world naked.
Because
you can't hurt me.
Bulletproof.
But this suit is this new cost. This suit is not bad. Yeah, she's not wearing her skirt anymore. She's wearing pants. But her, it's still the same Kara. And at the end of the day, I like this show. I know some of you. I know you guys really haven't seen it. Season one, commercials,
Crisis.
I have seen at least four fucking seasons of this show, and I like this show. I like all the CW shows, to be fair, but, you know.
To be fair, the only CW show that I really watch is fucking Supernatural, and otherwise I pretty much avoid the Shirtless Boy Network.
But unfortunately, Supergirl...
Look, that's a lot of boys to clothe, okay?
Now,
you gotta make some sacrifices.
Now, while Supergirl...
You can clothe those two guys.
You gotta clothe the children.
Now, this is...
Then you gotta... Everybody else has to go without for a while.
The Winchesters just gotta go to Walmart and hunting... Attire.
Right.
Now, this might be a biased thing, but while I do like this show, it doesn't really hold a candle to The Flash. It's the best show on the CW.
I see.
Okay.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I like Supernatural.
Either way, well, what's your score, Scotty?
5 weeks, it's done.
Yeah. Well, four.
4 weeks, and it's done?
Yeah. Last Thursday was the fifth.
Yep, I made it a suggestion.
See, one issue I'm going to bring up here, which... I think a lot of you guys said about the previous full costume. The original costume that she showed up in the series. Turn the brightness up! We don't always need to have dark tones. Mm-hmm.
Especially since her show is not a dark show.
Right.
It is a...
Does have dark points, but...
National City, I think that's what's where she's in, is actually a bright, colorful city.
Right.
And yeah, she is wearing darker colors, yes.
But she doesn't have to constantly have dark red boots,
I'm going to tell you something.
Dark
her
blue.
Costume. Also, there's another popular superhero show that I think this show took a little bit from. She kind of reminds me of Homelander from The Boys.
Right.
And that's definitely Injustice Superman.
Right.
That dude is a fucking prick. He ain't no hero.
Three.
Okay,
but his costume kind of...
I'm at a four myself, because, once again, I agree. She doesn't need the fucking dark colors. The hair literally threw me. I was like, fucking what?
Yeah, she just got hair.
And, I mean, yes, if she made herself a full-body suit, that's one thing, but even still, she doesn't need the fucking full-body suit. Like,
I kind of like the bottom part of it, where you don't need the legs exposed at all.
Well, I know, right, but if you're going to do the full-body suit, then she doesn't need the fucking knee-high fucking hooker boots.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Well, now you can drop her down to, like, fucking...
There is something else. They do change outfits and stuff when a woman is... When the actual actress is pregnant, because I know she got pregnant.
She is pregnant now, which is why they aren't filming.
Yeah, right. She is pregnant now.
That's not why they're not filming.
I think it's one
of the COVID's a big reason.
Well, yeah, COVID's a big
that
thing,
put
too,
their,
yeah.
Yeah, all,
that
even
put
the,
their show
even,
on hold,
well, Supernatural's
no matter what.
Was currently filming.
Even Flash doesn't come
and
back.
They
till
got shut,
yeah.
And they got shut
yeah,
down.
Yeah, they got shut
no,
down.
No, they finished.
But they got shut down.
Yeah.
The news articles came out that they were regrouping to film, and then half the fucking crew got COVID, and they shut them right back down.
Mm-hmm.
That was I remember posting the article on Fandom Night.
So, dealing with her pregnancy and COVID is why. And Flash isn't coming back till next year also.
Right.
All the CW shows are coming back next year.
Right. A lot of shit's waiting until next year.
Yeah, this is the last suit.
Yeah, it's this.
Yep, but... She is at a 3.425 or a 3.43. We can get the fuck out of here. Well, wait.
There you go.
Now we have the last suit. Now we can get the
and
fuck
now
out.
And now you get to do...
Who's the best?
Yep. You get to do who was the best Supergirl.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. This is actually...
This is aesthetically.
Aesthetically?
Remember, first question comes down to our aesthetics. Then, if you would like... We can add, because we normally do who is the coolest, and that's your personal opinion. Aesthetically, I actually believe that Helen wins this.
Okay, aesthetic-wise, Helen wins.
Yes.
My personal favorite is Melissa.
Okay, Melissa won for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Costume-wise, the original.
Okay.
As far as character and stuff like that, I probably would have to agree with the series one.
Okay.
Since we probably got more detail about her in the series than we did in a movie.
Well, Laura was only in so many episodes of Smallville,
yeah.
Helen had a movie. And Helen, is Kara's adopted mother in Supergirl.
Yeah. Yeah, which is kind of interesting.
Right.
They like super.
And I believe
right.
her
Small
dad
did it too.
Isn't her dad also Dean
Cain?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that. I like when they do those little things.
You got to give homage to the people that came before you.
Right.
That's kind of like the radio Superman is the guy on the train that gets mad when Clark Kent, like a douche, jumps across the tracks and could have literally caused a train fucking pileup that would have killed hundreds of fucking people.
And
young Lois is the one that's like, Dad, there's a boy running. And he's like, shut the fuck up, bitch. That's a lie.
And then the woman that's next to little girl Lois is the Lois from the original TV series.
Yeah.
I love when they do that. You got to pay homage to the people that came before you.
Right. But yes, I'm going to have to fall in line.
Helen has the best costume out of the three. For me...
So we all landed at the same. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that long.
There's not that many picks here, though. It's not like we
right.
have a giant legacy to go through. There's fucking four
and
of them,
not,
and one doesn't and even count.
And it's not yeah. that Laura was a bad Supergirl.
Yeah, I was about to say, the one in the middle, you don't even get a fucking...
The two in the middle, technically.
Well...
Because there's one in the middle that's so fucking pass on, she's not even on this picture.
Yeah, it's true.
And then, technically, the second time when Laura shows up, she's fucking pass away too.
Right.
Yeah, because she doesn't really play a significant role in everything.
Okay, neat. Okay, so that was the Supergirl. We finished that folder. So here's the idea. For anybody that has interest, I still do fandom with Reploid Bill. That's been doing a lot of videos lately, and I actually plan to do a very interesting stream soon on that channel to watch the three games that we did of Mutant League Football.
Oh,
I'm going to post them up and allow, just like in this format, where there's that way we can actually get live comments and everything on a game. Just for the sake of, I'm going to do
that
on that channel.
Me and Spencer were the announcers?
Yeah,
no,
it was you two.
Yeah, me and you.
Okay.
Yeah. And I recently rewatched the entire first one and got to thinking about it, and I was like, it has problems, but it works. I'd be interested to see how the fan base reacts to it, so I might play that on my channel.
I honestly think that if we could redo that, I could do a way better job at commentary.
Right.
Yeah,
I
think so.
And not referencing it's a game.
Yeah, because in the second episode, you start referencing that there are people playing instead of focusing on the game.
Yeah, instead of being like, the coach needs to fucking pick his plays real quick.
And because
he's
I know a lot about football, like breaking football down.
Right.
I think if I got a second chance, I could fix the problems I did in the first time.
Right. I think you'd be interested in that episode. I'm really thinking about doing it.
When I was re-listening and watching it, I was like, yeah, I'm more or less the, oh my God!
Right.
Oh, that's a penalty. You can't do that. Throw the flag.
There are no flags in fucking Mutant League Football.
Yeah,
don't make
so
me
can,
get Bones Jackson up here.
So you can go over to Fandom with Reploid Bill if you want more of my stuff, talk Gundam, different things like that. That's what I'm starting to focus in because I'm going to start breaking down every one of the ones I own and the ones I've made and start making every box sitting over here on the side.
You can also go over to Scott's channel where he is actually in the process of building a full-scale RX-78 Gundam.
He doesn't
in his backyard.
He can't even spell RX-78 Gundam.
You guys already spelled it for me. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah. Other than the word Gundam, we basically did spell it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as far as my channel, I'm still working on... I was thinking about this one.
Which is GS79, by the way, not Action Video Game Talk or Action Game Talk.
I haven't changed it yet.
That's right. GS79. Keep stressing that because people cannot find you with the label of your show because that's not your channel.
But I've had this idea of working on these series of videos where I do comparisons to musical movie productions, where I do like comparing the Grease movie to the Grease Live that Fox did.
There is a fandom for that.
Yeah.
So, yes. You would find a fan base.
I have something like that, but nothing like that, where I might actually start going over the actual fights of Gundam and talking about what worked and what didn't work
like
and what was cool
and what
wasn't
cool. Comparing the big
screen
to like a TV version.
And the fact that armor, plot armor protected Amuro, yeah.
Right.
No.
Oh, no, fuck you.
Fuck
watch
you.
That show. That motherfucker.
I did
plot
watch that
armor
show.
Fucking saved
I watched
him.
That show and I watched him lose fights.
plot armor saved.
I watched him lose fights.
Plot armor.
He lost the first confrontation with Char. He lost the first confrontation with Rumble Rawl. And if it wasn't for people that literally killed themselves to save him, like Ryu, he would be dead.
Or Slate. Slager.
Because Rumba's wife won. She was going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
She had that one, and then Ryu was like, bitch, and fucking came in and killed himself.
And then I still got to work on the script, finish up the script for the last episode of Ruck's Been Abridged.
And then at Seth's channel.
Still on hiatus, however, we're finally finishing up the move from a year ago. Because you know how that shit goes. You move into a place, you still don't unpack the boxes, you just fucking throw them in a closet and I'll deal with them later. Now that Thanksgiving is close upon us.
About a month away.
Literally a month away.
Also, anybody interested on the Sentai review group page on Fandom Night, on
Facebook.
Facebook, I will drop the Discord link.
Now, for me,
but, no.
Standard warning: there's not safe for work shit on that link. Be an adult.
Yep. Or don't get in that fucking group. Or don't get in that fucking group. Titties and pussies. Both drawn and real.
Because he does the shit up out of that.
You
I woke
right.
up today and I was like, somebody post. Oh, never mind.
Well, to be fair, I wake up every goddamn day and it's fucking like you and Super Wiki, a.k.a. Bourbon, sitting around talking. So, who's doing Gundam? Because, like, Gundam and then the Gundam with the guy. I'm like,
I had to open a Gundam channel.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm not even supposed to be awake yet.
I had to open up a Gundam channel because Gundam talk is happening finally.
Right. So I just said fuck it and flooded some tits the other day. But no, since we're actually cleaning up our apartment and shit, because I guess we're hosting Thanksgiving at our place for me, my girl, her mom, technically her sister, but her sister might not show up. She's fucking hit and miss. But yeah, once we get the table and everything cleaned off, I'm thinking I might take my desktop and fucking get rid of that motherfucker and then use the space that it's taking up on the table to just hook up the monitor, and I might start getting back into actually streaming games and doing Sario Says again as streams on fucking the Seth Level channel.
And maybe get you back in to record some grubby.
Well, yeah, and I definitely got to do some fucking grubby and some LB and all that shit for Ruxpin. But
you're an LB.
Boss, don't make me come the fuck over there. I swear to fucking God.
But with that said.
Now with that, let's get the fuck out of here. I got to get my strippers.
Bye.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.